normal. Unlike any other marijuana or drug reform organization, is built from the ground up by grassroots activists. We are the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, and we aren't just anti-prohibition. We're pro-marijuana. Every week, we take some time to talk to the citizens of local Normal chapters across the country and around the world, as well as others who are working to make a difference in the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. In this segment, we call Grassroots Activism.
Welcome back, everyone. 32 after the hour, we bring you recordings from our live coverage of election night at headquarters in Prop 19.
All right, we are readying for the Prop 19 press conference here. Dale Sky Jones on the stage.
Good evening, Amsterdam.
I can hear you, finally. Well done. All right. So we are joined live downstairs in the parking lot by countless thousands or hundreds of thousands that want to know what we have to say. And first and foremost, thank you, California, for a healthy debate. We appreciate the tremendous victory in pushing this issue forward. In fact, yes, give yourselves a round of applause. We've taken this issue further than anyone ever has. Congratulations to you all. And we look forward to continuing this discussion. We've already had consensus amongst our opposition that current policy has failed. And it's just a matter of taking the next step forward. We've already started working with elected officials and had great conversations. We have a coalition that is, bar none, the best ever built. And we're planning on meeting with a coalition of our opposition to take the next step here at the end of January. We already have the plan in place. So we finally got what we need to get the engine started. We're not kicking off from zero anymore, folks. We are on the freeway. We are mainstream. We have made this happen. Thank you. You have made this happen. This is the debate heard around the world. And I would like to introduce the man that started the conversation, Mr. Richard Lee.
Thank you. All right. All right, settle down. We won tonight. We won for the last 6 months, the last year, all the years we've been fighting. We're going to keep fighting. We've made such great breakthroughs with this campaign, and the biggest breakthrough is all the allies we've gotten on board, the people on the stage here behind me. It's really been amazing, the support we've gotten. First of all, I have to start with Dan Rush and the UFC, W Number 5, United Food Commercial Workers. These guys got on board last Christmas. Law enforcement against prohibition. These guys been right there with us. The Drug Policy Alliance, Stephen Gutwillig and Ethan Nadelman. But then this summer we had the volunteers come on board, and it's really been amazing to see those guys come every day, make the phone calls. James is here, headed him up. And the next guy, we quickly named him Super Dave because of the thousands of calls he made. Him and about six other volunteers. They really showed you what it's all about, and that's why we're going to win, is because of that energy. You know, they're the future. They're the ones who are going to keep fighting. It's amazing. Perry, up here with the online. You should get up here. Perry, how are you not doing up here? Get up here. How about Mauricio, the campaign manager?
Aren't you up here?
And how could I forget? People I've been working with for like 20 years, Chris and Mickey, Chris Conrad, Mickey Norris. Yeah. And then I saved the last two. Guy I've been working with here in Oakland. I first met him in 1995. I was going to move to San Francisco, but then I met Jeff and found out what he was doing with the OCBC. Jeff Jones, everybody. My co-proponent. And his beautiful wife, Dale, who's been our great spokesperson. You already heard from. And last but not least, all the soldiers from Bulldog Company, people I've been had the honor to lead into battle for the last 10 years. They're the ones who did the work over the years that really made it possible for us to get on the ballot so that these guys could do all the great work on the campaign and to build toward the next victory. So thanks again, everybody, for all the support, and we're on it together, and we're going to win. So thanks again. Oh. Couple more I forgot. So many people to thank. It's like the Oscars or something, huh? They're going to turn the music up on me. Alan St. Pierre, you should be up here with Normal. All the work Normal's done for all the years. And then, of course, how could I forget? None of us would be here. I wouldn't be here without my parents. My mom and dad are here. Do you want to say a quick word, Mom?
To say we are proud of Richard is such a small thing to say. I've worked in politics all my life, and I've never had a campaign that I think means as much to the whole world as this one does. And I just... We have got to put an end to the racism that has come about with the drug war.
Yes! Amen!
And my mission now is that if the Republicans that I have supported really believe in cutting spending, they need to do it with the funds for the war on drugs. But Richard has two parents, and here's his other one.